David, hugely important point today. What did you make of your team's performance, first of all?
Last week I was waxing lyrical about the football we played and the style and what we played and the exhilarating performance. Today was the other side of the game, and there's different ways you've got to win a football match. I wanted an half-time clean sheet. We got one, deservedly so. And then second half, you know, we've had to dig in. We've had to be resolute. We've had to be courageous in what we've done. And the lads have stuck to the task to a man. And let's not kid ourselves here. This team we've come up to today, they've got aspirations to get in the Premiership. They've got Premiership players in the making. And with Glenn Murray, Wilfred Zaha, Yannick Bolasie, Jedinek, the boy Williams, who I love, that is a top class Championship team who's not been able to score against a resilient Barnsley team.
There were some excellent last minute blocks. I think the one that epitomised it was Stephen Foster's in the second half when Zaha had got round the back questionably as well.
You know, at times, you know, I've read a lot about Zaha, I've understood where he's at, and until you watch him up close and personal and you've got three of your best pressers round him and he's wriggling out of that, then, you know, you've just got to admire what the kid's got. I'm going to look forward to seeing him in the Premiership. I'm going to look forward to what he's going to offer Man United. As a football fan and as a neutral football fan, you know, the world's his oyster and it'll be England's game to see him progress in his career. But today I thought we thwarted him at times. I thought at times he was sheer brilliance. And you've got to do that. Your centre of pitch has got to be strong. And Bobby and Foz stayed down the centre of pitch. User experience stayed. Got bodies in and around them. And the eight players that we had to defend with by leaving the two strikers up defended just incredibly.
Just incredible. Was focus the key today?
So. Yeah, concentration and focus you've got to do, because you switch off once with Glenn Murray. I mean, Glenn Murray is a Premiership striker. I see Grant Holt in there. I see Ricky Lambert in there. Glenn Murray's going to score goals in that league. There's no doubt about that if they get to the Premiership. So we've contained him. Bobby and Foz has contained him today and contained the support around. And that's important when you come to a place like Palace. I don't know how many clean sheets... you know, how many times teams have not been able to defend against that, but we've defended to a man today, and still he's not had loads of saves to make because the 10 in front of him were just outstanding.
Well, that run of scoring in consecutive games had to come to an end at some point, but what an incredible run it was, 17 games in a row. Are you disappointed that you didn't threaten Julian Speroni at all today?
No, not at all. No, it's a different game. Crystal Palace had to win this football match. Let's not make no mistake. When I seen the team sheet, you know, with the boy Williams and Zaha and how Heidi push on, there's almost a front four. And then in the end, there's a front five because Jedinek's the only one who's sitting. Then they've got the fullbacks bombing on. Then Delaney's coming up from defence. So, you know, they've come to win this football match and they haven't done. You know, so we've got the point. We've deserved the point. And there's different ways to win football matches. We've not tested Speroni because we didn't have the ball well enough. We create chances. In the next six, seven, we're going to create more chances. We'll score goals. And today was a different type of football match for Barnsley. And I'm really proud of the shift that them boys put in.
How close was Martin to making today's game?
We're not sure. He's got an assessment on Monday. He's going to St George's Park. We've got him in there. You know, I speak to you know, the owner quite a lot about the small details, and Patrick loves the small details. And he said, whatever it takes, we get Martin Craney back on that pitch. You know, he's been incredible for us this season. So he's going to St George's. He's going to fit to perform. Their centre, they've got high experience, they've got brilliant machinery, they've got great recovery strategies. So we're going to know more Monday. So I'll give you guys that detail maybe Monday.
Stupid question then. He's probably going to be out for Tuesday next week if he's going to be assessed on Monday.
It probably was a stupid question, but I'll let you know Monday.
The kit. Can you try and explain what happened with the kit today,
well,
David?
Well, yeah, you know... I'm not a stubborn person, me. It's not in my nature to be. And that's what we had when we got down here, a real stubbornness to do the right thing. Don, all week, went early, spoke to the Referees Association. They clarified and cleared that our away and home kit, we'd have to play in our home kit, which is the red one. Don did everything he could. He ordered some, we didn't have white socks, ordered some new socks off Nike, they come. So we ended up using the white socks, the white shorts, which we got, and we would have got kit if we'd have known this. But we got all clear. We got absolute full clarification that we didn't need to change kit. Gets down here at 1 o'clock. I receive a phone call on the team bus. Listen, the referee's not having it. So we had to respond, and I asked the chief exec quite nicely and put my point across that I wanted my players to wear the Barnsley badge and to be in our own kit for no other reason than to wear the badge and play for that badge, which is something that's important to me. They weren't having it, they were adamant, and you know what? It's sad because I think it was probably down to sponsorship and not actually, you know, wearing the away kit with a Crystal Palace badge on in their home stadium, and we was deterred. But when I spoke to the lads then, they didn't want that colour clash. They wanted to, you know, they wanted to do the right thing. And the right thing were Crystal Palace were their away kit. We were the kit that we was got told. It didn't happen. And the chief exec made it quite clear that that weren't going to happen to the football club, to appease sponsorship deals or whatever. And it does leave a sour taste, if I'm being really honest, because the right thing, like I said, Crystal Palace to play in their away kit with a Crystal Palace badge on their heart, Barnsley players to represent our club with... you know, with the Barnsley kit on. But let's not talk about kit. It's about what's underneath that kit. And what was underneath that kit today was everything that I respect as a human being. And the lads displayed the courage, bravery of a great heartbeat.